From Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama says the world is appalled by the beheading of a journalist. An Israeli airstrike kill a wife and child of a Hamas military leader. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama says the entire world is appalled by Islamic State militants' beheading of an American journalist, James Foley, in the Middle East.
The United States of America will continue to do what we must do to protect our people. We will be vigilant and we will be relentless. When people harm Americans anywhere, we do what's necessary to see that justice is done. And we act against ISIL, standing alongside others.
The president made his comments earlier today from his vacation stay on the North Atlantic coast. Police in Liberia's capital have fired tear gas at protesters who were upset that the government placed a quarantine on their neighborhood to fight the spread of Ebola. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf ordered the quarantine on Tuesday.
This means there will be no movements in and out of those areas.
The president also said the measures were meant to save lives, adding that her government has been having difficulties controlling the spread of Ebola. Israel and Palestinians in the Gaza Strip carried out dozens of attacks on one another Wednesday, with one Israeli airstrike killing the wife and infant son of the Hamas military leader in Gaza. Israel said it hit more than 90 targets in the Palestinian enclave, one which struck the house of Hamas military commander Mohammed Diouf. Hamas said he is still alive, but the raid killed his 27-year-old wife and 7-month-old son. This is VOA News. A medical aid group says at least 31 people were injured in the Central African Republic today when a local militia clashed with international peacekeepers. Doctors Without Borders says the fighting flared in the PK5 neighborhood of Bangui, which is home to some 2,000 Muslims holed up to avoid sectarian violence. Reuters news agency says the clash erupted after residents accused the peacekeepers of shooting and killing a man on Tuesday. French President François Hollande has called for an international conference to discuss the militant group Islamic State that has seized territory in Iraq and Syria. Mr. Hollande told the Le Monde newspaper today that there needs to be a global strategy to address the group that he called well-structured, well-financed, and in possession of sophisticated weapons. He said the situation is the worst the international community has faced since 2001. The Ukrainian military says it has reclaimed control of a crucial town in Donetsk province following heavy fighting with pro-Russian separatists. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports from Kiev. Security forces say they're employing new tactics in the battle to divide and defeat rebel factions.
Ukrainian National Security Spokesman Andrei Lysenko says the military is now in control of the town of Ilovaisk. During yesterday and part of today, he said, the Ukrainian army managed to enter the town completely. He says he cannot say the city is fully freed of terrorists, but says it is under the control of Ukrainian forces. Lysenko described the town, 40 kilometers from the city of Donetsk, as a crucial logistical hub for separatist fighters, with train lines and major roads serving as supply lines. The spokesman said separatist fighters are continuing to launch counterattacks against Ukrainian forces from the area. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Kyiv.
At least 35 people died today when landslides buried dozens of houses on the outskirts of Hiroshima, Japan. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, meanwhile, has ordered several hundred soldiers to help the area with rescue efforts. Pakistan's ambassador to India has defended his meeting with Kashmiri separatist leaders despite criticism from New Delhi, which subsequently called off diplomatic talks with Islamabad. India has long accused Pakistan of supporting separatist militants who slip in from Pakistan-controlled Kashmir to stage attacks. Meanwhile, Pakistan's parliament met today with thousands of protesters gathered outside calling for Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to step down. The protesters broke police barricades late Tuesday and entered the area housing the parliament and other government buildings. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.